3, 2, 1, go!
Want to see what happens when you bring DJs from different shows together? Well, wonder no more. Listen to Active FM Live.
Active FM Christ Music is
hot music.
Yes, you have joined us on the live right here on Facebook, on IG. We are all over the place, and we're doing a live. This is Jamie Musaid from the Love Show on Active FM, and I'm not alone.
You are with the long-awaited Mlindeni.
Can you believe that?
I listened to the show. I'm a big fan. I'm just kidding. I am DJ Tim Tams from All Things Girl. I must say the Love Show. I feel like I'm a part of you guys now.
You're going to offend my co-host now, hey?
Mlindeni, I am you.
Yeah, no, listen. I've got the best co-host in the world. Mlindeni, man. you must know. Okay, so today, we're talking about growing up black in Africa. I feel like there's some things that we all go through. And even if you are of another ethnicity in South Africa, I think you'll relate and you'll know what we're talking about, right? So, what is special about growing up black in Africa to you?
Sure. You learn a lot of things at 3 years old. At three, trust me, you're a woman. You're a woman now. You need to know how to cook. You need to be... need to be woke, basically.
Okay.
That explains everything.
No, you need to be woke.
Yeah.
Like from in Africa, young people, you're like this. You're woke.
Woke.
You gotta be woke. But okay, it's not that. We're being dramatic with me saying like from three.
Yeah, not
but
three.
You know, like what was my pet peeve as a child?
Yeah.
Was that there were two things in Africa when they do a hair. Yeah. You know, they used to take us. And you normally get your hair done at home or whatever.
Yeah.
And they put the baby here and then they put their knee like this and they poof. And it would be so painful. And you know what the line I would get every time is, being beautiful is painful.
That's the line I still don't understand, but it does make sense. It does make sense though. Like, I don't know. I still feel pain when I'm raiding and everything, but you just...
hair can be painful. Not beauty is painful. But anyway, that was one of the lines we would get growing up. And it would like, do you know when you have, you feel like you've got this thing in your mind and then it snaps. Mm-hmm. And now you've lost your mind. You've gone crazy. If you're going like, now you're like, because they've just said, they've given you that line.
Growing up as an African child. It's real, man. It's real.
Yeah.
It's real.
Here in Africa, right? Okay, let's just say particularly in South Africa.
Yeah.
Where we come from. Where we know.
But people think South Africa is the direction, which is something I'm just like...
okay. South Africa is the direction.
Yeah, it's in the south of Africa. But it's not a country. It's a direction. There are people who still think that. And we grew up with lions. Yes,
your geography
with the
teacher
lion.
Failed you. Your geography teacher failed you so bad. If that's what you still think South Africa is the direction.
I know.
I don't know how to explain that.
It's real.
Where did that happen? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Africa's the direction in that case.
Way in a direction.
That's like, I don't know. Well, anyway, another thing I remember growing up, like in South Africa, we've got this thing, right, where it is... essentially, it's illegal to beat your kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But not really. The law might say that you'll get into trouble for spanking your kids.
But no one
Africa,
gets into trouble.
Don't worry.
Don't bother me.
Don't worry. They've got that undercover. They've got it under logs. Do they? Like, hidings are like food, you know?
It's a custom. It's something you need. It's a requirement. You know how children have needs and stuff?
Yeah.
Hiding is a need.
It's food,
a nice
water, education,
one.
Clothing, beatings. All
harsh
in one line.
Beatings.
Together. Can
painful
I tell you this
beating.
One time? I caught this beating, and this is my gran. And the gran is always the soft one that's like, oh, just let the babies play. Oh,
not my grandma.
No, my gran that day. So, my gran is from a village in Congo. And in her village, well, she was moving to South Africa. And the crime rate in South Africa is way higher than in Congo. As in criminal activity, as in people or your neighbors harming you, people in your community coming and stealing from you. That crime just barely that barely happens.
Yeah.
Now, if we want to talk about war and rebels and stuff, okay, you've got that. But like crime where someone will come and steal your phone, it's just, it's unlikely.
Okay.
So when she came to South Africa, all her friends told her stories. And they told her, hey, they're going to steal your kids. You're going to
your
die.
Kids.
They're going to slit your throat. When you get up at the airport and go, they're going to just catch you. So she came here with like a fearful, she was so fearful. And then she had three young kids with her.
Okay.
Me and my two brothers. And she was already scared, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as time goes on, you know how our parents are. They loosen up a little bit. And they're like, okay, it's fine. You can go and play.
Nothing
just
bad.
Be back before sunset. Those kinds of things.
Oh, be back. There's this weird one. You have to spit. And then, like, the spit has to get... If it gets dry and you're not back...
You're in trouble.
You're in trouble.
That's when they send you to the shop. And they're like, go quickly. And then you take your time. You are going to be in so much trouble. So, we were playing outside.
Yeah.
And... We were just playing, you know, out in the streets with all our friends and stuff like that in the community. And then one of them was like, no, let's go play in my flat. So we had blocks of flats or blocks of apartments.
Okay.
And she said, let's go play in my apartment. We're going to go and play hide and seek. And in their apartment, there was a lot of places where you could hide.
Okay.
So we went to their apartment block or their flats.
Mm-hmm.
And did we play? Yo, we were playing. And we're having so much fun.
Yeah.
You know when you have so much fun, you forget the time. Now, I think there's like a general law in Africa. When the sun goes down,
or the street
you
lights.
Go home.
When the street lights go on.
When the street lights come on, you go
home. You have
home.
To go home.
Because it's 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. Sometimes it's even 7 o'clock when the sun starts going down. You go home. Otherwise, beating.
Show your flames.
Food, beating. So, we were playing, right?
Yeah.
And the sun was going down, it was getting dark. We'll be phased. We weren't phased for nothing. We were having so much fun. We were like on the teller, we're just next door. When she saw us, you know, we were coming out of the flat, right? Because our son was right next door. So we're coming out of the flat, and we're like, oh no, so much fun, so much fun. And then we just see my gran.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it was like the streets became silent, and there was a sound that went dun dun.
I don't know, but this happens when you travel. You start playing these sound effects in your head. I don't know where they even come from. It's like, ding, ding, like those moments. That's weird.
Can I tell you? I don't know what happened there. But my granny was crying like tears because she thought someone had taken us.
Oh, my word.
Do you know the tears reversed back into her eyes? Stutters Bob. Those tears went backwards. Into her eyes. And then I swear I saw her eyes flare red.
Uh-oh.
The infamous shoe came off.
Uh-oh.
Hi. Then she took a plastic bottle.
Did she throw it?
A Coke bottle.
Hey.
She threw it. That thing.
And she threw it at an angle.
I don't know what angle that was. Because where I was standing and where she was standing, I even tried to dodge. That thing cut angles like this and... caught me on the thigh so bad from far. Day I learned my lesson. I was like, I'm no more doing this thing. You guys can go play if you want. And we caught the beating of a lifetime, eh? That day, yes, we caught a beating of a lifetime. Coming home late is an offense punishable by a beating close to your death in Africa.
And you'll never forget it. Till this day, you still remember that moment you got home late and you got those hidings.
No, man. Even as a grown-up, I feel like,
it's a lot.
You don't go there. You don't go there. If they say 6 o'clock, it's 6 o'clock.
Not even a minute past 6. A second past 6 is a problem. It's an offense.
It's an offense. Comment below if you have ever offended an elder in your family like that and they gave you a beating of a lifetime. Beatings in Africa, they're compulsory, eh?
It's a necessity.
It's a necessity, yeah.
Quiet.
But to be honest, right, I know there's this whole law where you're not allowed to discipline your children with a hiding or so on.
Yeah.
Saw this video, they're like, you can't discipline them in your home. So they're like, we'll take them to the neighbors and beat them there. So,
That's smart, yeah.
But shame. I don't believe in abuse. I don't believe abusing your kids is okay. So when you come into an extent where a child is now begging or they're
bleeding,
blood, you
know? That's a lot.
Also, if you beat them out of your anger, not because you're trying to correct them, but because you're angry, that becomes quite dangerous. And so I'm not for that at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I think beatings are necessary. My kids, when they get beatings,
they straighten you. You know,
I'm not even joking.
There's this thing that my mother and my grandmother used to do when it's time. You know, it's time to get a hiding. It's this one.
Oh, no.
The finger goes, you're like, yes, it's that time. Prepare yourself. Newspapers. Put newspapers so you don't feel it. But, yeah. I think it's required. It's really
it's
required.
It's necessary.
Yeah.
You need a beating. You need a beating.
Yeah. And then what about this thing when you're like 9 years old where you have to learn how to cook because you won't find a husband if you don't learn how to cook at nine? I still don't understand that one.
Okay, so here's the thing, right? I started cooking when I was nine.
Exhibit A.
Do you know what happens?
Yeah.
And you know what? I can't even... Because... Hey, my friend's niece, Lucy, ne? She's 9 years old. We also make her cook.
So
she's like, I'm hungry. I'm like, go and make noodles. I'm hungry. I'm like, there's eggs. There's a frying pan there. Can you go and...
Yeah.
She fries her own eggs and stuff like that. And
oh, she can?
Yeah.
Okay.
She can.
That's
she's
cool.
like
That's
nine.
Cool.
So
yeah.
What was done to us, we did to her. But, like in Africa, you learn from young, especially the girls, how to look
True.
After... A home.
Yeah, household.
It's something that we taught from young. So you start cooking when you're like quite young. You hit 13 and you can't cook. Everyone's just
it's
like,
an offense. You can't cook at 13. It's an offense. I was one of those.
Were you one of those?
Who couldn't cook pap? Yeah, it was only pap, guys.
But you're an only child, so you'll get away with a lot.
No, I don't.
The rest of us.
Trust
don't.
Me, I don't. I don't. Because I spend much of my time. Because I'm an only child, I spend much of my time with my family. I go visit my family. So when you get there and they're like, girls, it's time to cook pap. That's the problem. And it's like, you can't cook pap at your age now.
Like, you know what? I'll admit, right? Y'all might have denounced me as a Congolese. But I can't make Congolese meals.
Cassava.
No.
You
and I
are
love this stuff,
a disgrace.
Eh? What do you mean?
You can't
go. No, I know it's a disgrace.
No,
to
I
Congo.
Love it. I really like.
But
cassava.
I can't make bondu. I can't make.
You can't.
Ngai. It's ngai,
I like
ngai,
bondu,
it's
so I'm very offended right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, bondu is cassava, but it's cooked with palm oil, and sometimes you put some fish in there.
The red fish.
Huh?
Is it the red fish, right?
No, not really.
There is a red fish.
What are you talking about?
I'm telling you.
I know I can't cook the stuff, but there's no red fish involved.
There was a red fish when I ate it.
There's, for all my Congolese people, we call it mbisi ya kokauka. That dried fish. It's catfish, actually. But
okay.
It's been dried.
Yeah.
So they put that in, or they put whatever other fish in. Thompson.
And you can't make those meals. And I was about to be like,
I
I'm going to come to your house.
I
eat.
Can't.
Okay.
It's because I didn't grow up Congolese, though.
Okay, yeah.
So I grew up more South African-ish.
Yeah.
So I know the culture, not fully though,
yeah.
But I don't know how to cook any of those meals there. So when they find
you,
me.
If you go to Congo, then it's flames for you.
I'm going to know.
Yay.
You're going to know when you get there. Why can you not do the thing?
Why can't you cook, my daughter?
But no, literally, we cook from young, eh? Put that baby there by the stove and tell her, cook.
I've seen this meme of this, I think it was a baby in nappies. And she was told that, yeah, it's time to start sweeping now. Like, you need to start sweeping the house and stuff like that. That's Africa for you.
Yeah, no, that's Africa for you.
We don't even go, it's like, yeah, that's normal.
And it's not like many people marry early. Not many people marry, like, by 20.
Yep.
I think, what, 25, 30-ish? Between
28,
like,
even further.
I think people marry mostly between 25s and 30s. There are 21s
yeah.
and 20s and stuff. That does happen. It's not like it doesn't happen in Africa. But it's not like that many people get married at that age.
Yeah, that's
but from
true.
The time you're young, you hear the line, you need to learn this because what are you going to do when you're married?
Sure.
That time you're 6 years old, you don't care.
You
just
want
to watch
You don't even know
Bible.
What marriage is.
And you don't understand why they are becoming enemies of your progress to watch Barbie. Because they want you to cook.
And you know, there's this thing about African parents. They don't want to see you sitting down. You can't sit down.
No,
it's
no,
not allowed to
no.
sit down. You sitting down, they'll tell you to mop the roof.
They'll find something.
They'll find something.
They'll find something. You know, like you could have been busy the whole day. The moment you sit down and just take out your phone and go,
And they don't see you when you're busy.
You're lazy.
But the moment you sit down.
You're disgraceful. You've been embarrassing the whole country, the entire nation, the family, the clan, the ancestors.
Even your descendants.
Lazy girl. that line. Have you ever gotten that line?
Yes.
You know when they
yes.
just come by and they're like, lazy girl.
You feel it? Because it's powerful. Because it takes time to finish. Lazy girl. It takes time to finish. Yo. And you feel it. You're like,
I'm that line.
Yo. But they never want to see you sitting down. You sitting down is a crime.
It's a crime.
You get arrested by your parents with hiding. I'm just
You can't.
It's not allowed. It's not allowed. And even leaving one dish in the sink at night, it's a crime.
You know, my brothers used to do this, but it used to freak me out. You know when you're like, you're busy washing the dishes. You're just about to finish.
Oh, no.
You're putting the last glass away. Ting. Then he puts a plate.
That is when you see true anger.
You test your salvation. That thing can test.
Oh, when
your
someone comes
salvation.
And takes something that you just finished washing, you're like,
you know, your heart feels so. But you know, to be honest, what was he supposed to do? Must he now put the plate in the couch?
No, but it's.
But I know. But like, what was he supposed to do?
That's true. But it's still like, hey, what are you doing?
Hey, you know, you just washed.
You know, my uncle actually, when he washes the dishes, I know that's weird. He likes doing stuff on his own. But when he washes the dishes, you're not allowed to take anything. On that day, you're not allowed to take anything. If he finds you, it's a problem.
On that day?
I'm telling my
uncle. So the whole day, no one uses dishes in your house?
No one is allowed to use dishes. So
your uncle is rough,
into
man.
The kitchen and be like, I need to go get that plate, guys. Let's do this. You'll be lucky when you find a plate. And if he finds you with a plate, you better wash it.
Yeah.
The way he washed it.
Yeah.
You don't even know how.
You know what I'm grateful for Africa, though?
Yeah.
Our beauty standards are not impossible.
Yeah, that's
true. We don't have hectic beauty standards, actually, in Africa.
Yeah, we don't.
I don't think so. We don't. Yeah. Like, your weight isn't really...
a thing.
It's a thing to the person personally, but generally to society, it's not really...
It's not a thing. It's just normal.
We have beautiful chubby women. We've got beautiful thin women. I think kids are mean and they tease each other. And so it can make it feel like, okay, I'm too thin or I'm too fat or whatever. But honestly, for me as adult,
it's not a thing.
It's not. Beauty standards here are really not hectic. Like it's.
But they kind of got hectic at some point. But
I think it was hectic in the days of the yellow bones.
That's what I was
yellow
talking
bone,
about.
Yellow bone, top to bottom. Ah, guys.
He has to be yellow bone, and I'm brown.
Let's explain what yellow bones are.
Yes.
Let's tell us what yellow bones are.
Yellow bones are black people who are basically light in complexion.
Yes.
So they are light. Not brown like me, but they are...
They're so light, you would think they're mixed.
Yes.
But we know they're black, but they're just light-skinned for whatever reason.
Better explanation,
that
yes.
That they're light-skinned.
Yes.
So... there was the days of the yellow bone.
Yeah.
Where
the
it was all about the yellow
everything.
Bone. It was about yellow bone top to bottom. Today the day has come like yellow bone for what? But anyway, you're beautiful whether you're dark skinned, light skinned.
Or brown like some of us.
Brown in between. Funny enough, the darker you are, it's almost the thing now.
Yeah, it is a thing. It's funny how beauty standards change.
They do. They
so if you're trying to like look like something that is considered beautiful now, tough luck in 10 years when square toes are considered beautiful. I don't know, but having no eyebrows, because that might be a thing.
There was an era of the no eyebrows in Africa. That era was very confusing.
No, I can't.
So, let me tell you about this era of the no eyebrows. Women would go, shape, both their eyebrows.
With a razor blade.
And then you would draw it back on. One thin black line for your eyebrow.
Yo, that was... that was a time.
There was a time where the thinner your eyebrows were, the better.
Beauty standards are quite interesting, trust me.
It's so funny because when thick eyebrows became in fashion, I don't really do much with my eyebrows. I've been trying to do something with my eyebrows, but they look the same every time I do something to them. So I've just kind of given up.
I don't do something. It just makes them look worse or weird or something or darker kind of thing. So
I've tried getting the slick eyebrow look. But funny enough, when the eyebrows thing came in fashion, suddenly people would go, your eyebrows, oh my gosh, you got such nice eyebrows. Where did you get your eyebrows? And I'm like, oh, so they are in fashion. Okay.
Yeah.
Before they weren't in fashion because you would shave and then draw.
You draw one line and that was a thing. But now looking back, you're just like,
And then you'd get people that would draw them in a different color. because they want to be creative like that, you know. You just wanna,
I've never seen different colors.
You just want to get a feel of what it's like, you know, to have green eyebrows.
Oh my word!
Please, can that era never come back to Africa? We are tired. We don't want it.
But I don't get the point. Why do you have to shave them off to draw? That one was a weird beauty standard.
It was quite weird.
Because now it's thinner and it just looks like...
Yeah, and then we had an era where it was weaves and stuff.
Yeah.
But
then
now natural hair is...
Even relaxed hair was a thing, but like it became less and less. People don't buy relaxers now.
Yeah.
Like relaxing hair is like, oh, you're relaxing your hair. Okay.
You know, if you're asking me, relax your hair. It's your hair. If you want, go and do it. Go and do it. I don't relax my hair, though.
I just did.
Did you just relax your hair?
Yes.
No, I don't relax it. You know why? My hair is way healthier and way nicer.
I don't like it when it's natural. It's
I could never get waves in my hair or curls in my hair. I don't know if you can see them now.
Yes.
They're back. That's why I don't like
them.
We really loved having you join us on this live. You guys have been great. Thank you so much. If you have any news or anything to say about growing up black in Africa, maybe there's something we didn't mention or you couldn't relate to, drop us a comment below. But don't forget, you guys can catch us on www.activefm.co.za. Where can they find us on social media?
We are on Instagram at activefm777.
Yeah.
The number of heaven.
And if you're watching us right now, you're probably watching us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/activefm777. But from Jamie Musadi
and DJ Tim Tams,
we're signing out.
Peace out and God bless.
Looking for you, yeah, looking for you, yeah, looking for you, lately. Looking for you, yeah, looking for you, yeah, looking for you, lately. I've been climbing every mountain peak, I've been sailing on the seven seas. Looking for you, yeah, looking for you, yeah, looking for you, lately. I've been restless, I've been sleepless, I can't let this go. I'm looking for you, yeah, looking for you. Oh, I call your name into the grave, I'm gonna find you. So far away, but I'll find a way, I'm gonna find you. If 10,000 days is what it takes, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna find you, I'm gonna find you.
yeah, looking for you, Lele. Looking for you, yeah, looking for you, yeah, looking for you, Lele. Looking for you, yeah, looking for you, yeah, looking for you, Lele.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.